Okay. Hello, listeners out there, anyone who ever might hear this. It's my first time doing a podcast, so we're just going to roll with it. And I think what this one is going to be about is mostly my personal journey to find inner peace and replace bad habits with good habits, and just my spiritual journey, really, and my husband's, ours combined. We are newlyweds. We got married in October on Halloween of 2019, so fun times, yeah. And like some marriages, there were some, well, probably all marriages, there are some adjustments. I had been living in a one-room little cabin just for me, and that was great. That was perfect enough space for me and my dog. And yeah, and I guess we'll get into our background a little later. I guess we'll do it in segments. We'll start with my journey, and then I'll talk about our journey together. So, yeah, I think that's just how I'm gonna do this first episode. Now that I guess I have a basic layout, super basic layout for this first podcast, we can jump into it. We are halfway through February, a little over halfway. It is 17th. We are past Valentine's Day, which we did celebrate in a way, in our own way. We do a lot of things in our own way. We went to a friend of ours' shop and got each other some gifts. We picked out some gifts and bought them. So, that was fun. My friend Paisley owns a shop called the Serendipity Hippie. You're welcome to go check it out on Instagram. I love her stuff. I love her. We've been friends for 15 plus years, probably, at the Serendipity Hippie. That is her Instagram name, so go check it out. She makes a lot of handmade original pieces. She comes up with her own patterns for stuff, skirts, cardigans, like long cardigan, t-shirt designs. She hand dyes all of her products, socks. She is not a sponsor. I'm just giving her a shout out because I love her so much. It's Monday, so that feels like a good day to start this, even though my numerology says I should not start anything new today. But I probably won't publish this till tomorrow after editing and stuff like that, so it technically won't get started on a 9-day, which is for finishing. I will jump into numerology more and how I tie it into my day, and how that is something that is helping me on my path and my journey to be more positive and use tools around me. They're simple little tools that help me kind of plan out my day, but not in a neurotic, like, control freak kind of way. Just little subconscious suggestions about how I should maybe go about my day using my numerology and astrology, which is something we started getting into last year. I've always been interested in stuff like that, but never really took the time to delve deep into things like that because I didn't have a lot of time, or at least I didn't think I had the time. I didn't make the time, so there's that. I spent a lot of time distracting myself with other things that kept me busy and my mind busy, kept the monkey brain going all the time. So it has been very useful for me to incorporate that. So if you don't incorporate numerology, maybe you should look into it. Just give it a try. Just read about what it is, you know. Try new things. That's a good thing, too, because changes are always coming. We just got done with January, which was super intense for me personally and my personal growth. There were a lot of challenges and a lot of changes, but I'm learning to appreciate those as opportunities for growth and just be grateful to have them instead of looking at it from the negative point of view, which is what I did for so long in my life. And it's good to be at this place now. I am not anywhere close to perfect yet, or doing every day, or nothing gets to me anymore because it's still doing that. But I am confident that once I start forming these good habits and replacing my old bad habits with new good habits, then the things that just used to really get under my skin or bother me or really like set me in motion to just have a negative attitude for the rest of my day, should they happen in the morning or whenever they happen throughout the day, has been pretty much gone, or they come, you know, every so often, which is what we can hope for, because none of us are probably perfect. It's hard to just stay in that all the time, but the more you do it, the easier it becomes. 15 days to make a habit, start a habit. So it's all it takes. You can consecutively do something for 15 days, you can make it a habit. So that's something that I've been trying to really incorporate. I've always heard that, but I never really I tried to before, but monkey brain and the other aspects of life and distractions, they were a big part of not probably following through with a lot of things that I wanted to do. So like get back into writing, things like that, just some little things that helped me really with my stress and my anxiety, my depression. We're getting deep already in this first 2 minutes. So I would love to answer questions or hear about y'all's day or y'all's journey. So feel free to send me messages or voice messages or whatever through here. If you want to direct message them to me on my Instagram, it is at...
just.keep.living.22.
So circling back to the numerology so that we don't get off track. Sometimes I ramble in my stories. You'll find out about me that I circle back to things that I mentioned in the first part of me talking. A lot of times I do that with people in my everyday life, people that are close to me when we talk and get to catch up. So just a little quirk about me. So I said earlier today was a 9-day, not a good day to start things, but to think about starting new things, the things you want to start, save that for tomorrow, which would be a 1-day, just good for new beginnings. It's a 9-day cycle in numerology, so with my 9-day today, even though I said not to start anything new and I'm starting this, I'm not going to publish it, so till tomorrow, I think that's a good way to incorporate it into my day today. It says it's a good day to get rid of old habits, bad habits, that is. So, a bad habit. I think I'm going to keep working on the bad habits I'm trying to give up. And maybe, I don't know, like I said, it's something new that I've been trying to incorporate. So I forget to look at it until like halfway through the day. Because it does give you also suggestions on like what colors you should wear that day. The app that I use personally for me, which is just called Numerology on Android. So it's in Google Play, I think. And today, I did not look at it before I got dressed. I had been doing that the last couple days. And I did put on white, which was one of my colors. So that is pretty cool that I was just kind of feeling that color today. Anyway. And it's not like predicting the future. It's not doing anything like that. It's just little subconscious suggestions about maybe some days it says like don't get into arguments, or because you won't be able to come to a conclusion, stay away from things like that. So it's just little things like that where maybe normally you might give in to something that aggravates you or something like that. You know, it's not a particularly good day to do that, because it could end maybe more negatively than it normally would, or it'll take you longer to get to a place of neutral ground, or where y'all both understand each other, I suppose. And that's, I guess, in business, you can apply that to your interactions with people all along the day. So at least that's how I have been using it, and it's been helping me a lot. Okay, so now that we talked a little bit about my personal journey, we'll talk about mine and my husband's. His name is Austin. In January, I think it was like the second week or so, I have it in my planner. Also going to plug in the Happy Planner. It's great. I love it. I love my Happy Planner. The one that I have is, I don't remember exactly what the series is called. I'll have to look into it and let you guys know. But it's got little places for you to put your intentions and pick a word for the month and stuff like that. So it's really helped me on my spiritual journey and keeping me motivated. And it's super cute, so I like to go and look at it and do it and actually incorporate it more than I have other planners in the past. And I need a physical planner. I'm not somebody who can do it with electronics. Like, electronic planners just aren't, I don't know. I need something to physically look at, I suppose. I'm a little bit that way with books. Anyways, let's not get off on a tangent. And my husband, Austin, he went to the emergency room for some anxiety issues, and he thought about going to get evaluated, where they would intake him for 3 days and evaluate his anxiety, how severe it was, things he could do. But the paperwork that we got from the emergency room about what to do now were things like meditate and journaling and doing little things for yourself, self-care. So we had been talking about those kinds of things, but we hadn't really incorporated them into our life. We talked about doing things, going to a place here locally in the town that we live in, and they have a writing for healing class on Mondays, they have meditation on Tuesdays, and you can have like a little membership, so if you want to go in and use the meditation room or something like that during the day, you can stop in if you got a little time on your lunch break or something. Take a second, ground yourself a little bit. So that happened on a Friday. We went to Writing for Healing that next Monday. He was super apprehensive about it, and he ended up really enjoying it. And it's a class where you write, they give you a prompt, we journal about it for as long as everybody needs, and then you have the option to share with each other, get some feedback, some encouragement. So we went, and he loved it. He ended up sharing what he had written about. The first prompt that week was, what do I have to gain by letting go of control? Which is something that he struggled with a lot. He had built a bubble around himself before we actually linked back up. A little background, we were best friends in high school, so we had known each other since I had moved here, my 10th grade year of high school. We are now, I'm 31, he's 32. And there's about 10 years in our friendship where, you know, I sent occasional text messages. I always told him happy birthday, stuff like that. Just old friend stuff, hope you're doing well. But he had kind of built this bubble around himself and trying to really control things and not have any surprises pop up, any issues. He hadn't dated anybody really. He was gaming a lot and just going to work. And that was pretty much his life. So there's really no challenges, no room for growth, just a lot of introspection time. You know, which is good, but we can get lost in that because we want to control things, I guess. So we did that, and we decided to not have him do the intake or get evaluated, and just incorporate these things that we don't want to into our life, these positive things, and they've really been helping us. They've been helping us communicate more and really look at things on a, like, communicate more on not just like, oh, how's your day, but like on a deeper level. So it gives us a deeper understanding of each other. And these were things that I had always wanted to do to help with my depression and anxiety. He just didn't even realize that he had such anxiety because he was avoiding it. He had avoided it by building this bubble around him. Nothing new was going to come and make him anxious. He didn't have to go to new places or do new things or meet new people. Which for a lot of us who struggle with anxiety or depression or, you know, any sort of mental health issue, we try to. Control everything around us so that nothing really bad can happen, but neither can anything really good. It's just a very stagnant way to live, and it's not spiritual. It doesn't leave room for growth. So I think this is a good place to stop for my first episode, because I really only want them to be about, I was shooting for like 20 minutes. I think I've gone a little over that maybe now. Anyways, I hope that you guys are, that maybe this helped you get to know me a little bit. I would love to get to know anyone who listens to this, and if there's anything that resonates with themselves. So, yeah, just that includes, excuse me, Stevie is my dog. She is just hanging out here. And Emmett, my other dog. I love my fur babies. Anyways, okay. So I decided to jump into this with both feet because I'm an Aries and that is what we do. Stop, Stevie, get back, please. We're not always the most prepared or fly by the seat of our pants kind of people. But we're always prepared. We prepare for anything. That's why we don't have to make a plan. And we can just Kool-Aid man into things. That's my favorite way to say that I am can be impulsive or whatever. Laugh about my negative trait in my sun sign. Alright. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to end the show with picking a card for everyone to meditate on until we see each other again. This deck is called The Universe Has Your Back. It's by Gabrielle Bernstein. She has another deck I really want. Just a little bit about this deck. It says, "Hi, Miracle Worker. I'm so excited that you picked up The Universe Has Your Back cards. My hope is that this deck will help you to deepen your connection to the innermost part of yourself and to the universe. In that connection, you will be guided to your true purpose, to be love and spread love. Michaela, I think I'm saying that correctly, and I have lovingly crafted," she's the artist, "these words and images to bring you guidance and inspiration. These cards and their deep sentiments are intended to accompany and lift you as you travel inward. Choose one whenever you seek clarity of heart, loving direction, or return to your own intuition. Each card carries a potent gift which can awaken a presence of joy within, help you transform your fear into faith, and remind you that the universe has your back. Wishing you a miraculous journey. With love, Gabrielle." What a sweet message. Alright, so I just want to pick a jumper card. Well, that's kind of right at the end, but okay. If we're stuck together, this one's really pretty. "My faith has the power to turn trauma into healing, conflict into growth, and fear into love." The second one said, "I create mindful moments throughout the day, reminding myself that I am love and miracles are natural." Love that, because I love nature, and I feel like we can see tiny miracles happening in nature all the time if we just remember to look. All right, the last one says, "I choose love no matter what." That sounds like powerful. It resonates with me in my heart. Skip a little beat. So, I feel those, guys, and I hope that you feel them too throughout the week. Write them down. Jot them down. Come back and listen. Just to the end here. Once a day, maybe. Just meditate on them. I am going to publish this today, probably. And it is Wednesday, the 19th of February. So, I planned on publishing this on Tuesday yesterday, but sometimes I can be a procrastinator. Okay. So yeah, Ishka, guys, I hope you have a great rest of the week, and, I want to try to get another second part of this, introductory a little bit to kind of what I want this to be and grow into. So I hope you have felt supported and loved, and I'm just sending you all the love and magic through this airwave right now as you're listening. So yeah, namaste. And I will hope to have another episode out. I'm shooting for Sunday. I want to do 2 episodes a week, hopefully. So, you guys just bear with me. Excited about this new journey. Bye.